Welcome back. Episode 49 for Thursday, October 10th. Mac OS Catalina features and tips. Let's get started. This is the Mac Minutes Podcast with John Scudder, where you will learn about the world of Apple and how technology can help you work smarter, personally and professionally. And we will do that in mere minutes, not hours. That's why this is the Mac Minutes Podcast. Let's go to the show. In this episode, we will give our initial review of the new Mac OS Catalina, which features Apple Arcade, voice control, screen time, and all new Sidecar, which expands Mac workspace with iPad. Mac OS Catalina, the latest version of Apple's desktop operating system, is a free software update and can be downloaded by tapping on the Apple in the upper left corner, selecting About the Mac, and then Software Update. Ensure you have the system backed up prior and some time for the download. It took me a little over an hour. Before you start, make sure you check to see that your apps have been updated from 32-bit to 64-bit. You can do so by going to the Apple again in the left corner, About This Mac, System Report, and go down to Applications. You will have to realign the columns to get the information about the apps. Those computers eligible are those introduced in mid-2012 or later. Some features may not be available in all regions or languages. You can get more information by visiting apple.com/macOS/Catalina. With macOS Catalina, users are able to enjoy Apple Arcade, Apple's new game subscription service featuring new exclusive games from some of the world's most creative developers. I enjoy it because it's a safe place for children to spend some screen time without in-app purchases. I'll talk a little more about this in a few minutes. Adding to Apple's new venture into entertainment, Catalina contributes with all new Mac versions of Apple Music, Apple Podcasts, and Apple TV apps. iTunes no longer exists. Some of the new features are Sidecar, extending the Mac desktop with iPad as a second display, or a tablet input device using your Apple Pencil with Mac apps. Voice Control, a transformative accessibility feature, allows Mac to be controlled entirely by voice. With Mac Catalyst, a new technology in Catalina that makes it easy for third-party developers to bring iPad apps to Mac, users will begin to see their favorite iPad apps in Mac versions, including Twitter, TripIt, Post-it, GoodNotes, and Jira, with more to come. And for the first time, screen time comes to Mac, giving users insight into how they spend time in apps and on websites, and the ability to decide how to spend their time. Let's delve a little deeper. We will start with Apple Arcade, which is now on the Mac App Store. With a subscription to Apple Arcade for $4.99 per month, users get unlimited access to what is already a large catalog of games on Mac, all of which can be played on the iPhone, iPad, iPod Touch, and Apple TV. Games can even be played across devices, so players can pick up from their last game save, whether they're at home or on the go. On Mac, games can be played with keyboard and trackpad or mouse, and many games support controllers as well, including Xbox wireless controllers with Bluetooth and PlayStation DualShock 4. Apple Arcade subscribers get the full version of every game, including all updates and expansions, without any ads or additional in-game purchases. Instead of paying up front for each game, subscribers can download any Apple Arcade game right from the Mac App Store's brand new Arcade tab. From action and adventure games to party and puzzle games, Apple Arcade features games for players of all ages, so everyone can find something they love. The service is launching with a 30-day free trial, and a single subscription includes access for up to 6 family members with family sharing. The full catalog of 100 games will be available in the weeks ahead, with more games to come every month, including exciting new action, adventure, RPG, racing, and strategy games. I fully expect some of the holdouts may join afterwards. There are new entertainment apps, Apple Music, Apple Podcasts, and Apple TV. 3 all-new apps, Apple Music, Apple Podcasts, and Apple TV. Replace iTunes and make it easy and fun to enjoy and discover music, TV shows, movies, and podcasts on your Mac. The new music app is fast and features over 50 million songs, playlists, and music videos. Users will have access to their entire music library, and new music can still be purchased from the iTunes Store. I would love to see Apple venture into lossless high-resolution music similar to Amazon. For those listening in a quiet environment, the difference is profound. Apple Podcasts offers more than 700,000 shows in its catalog and the option to automatically be notified of new episodes as soon as they become available. The app also features new show categories, curated collections, and advanced search tools to allow users to search episodes by current events, people, and even phrases. The Apple TV app brings together different ways to find and watch movies and TV shows into one powerful app and features Apple TV channels, personalized recommendations, and over 100,000 iTunes movies and TV shows to browse, buy, or rent. And now, Apple TV Plus, Apple's original video subscription service, will also be available in the Apple TV app for Mac starting November 1st. I'm looking forward to some of that new content. Let's now talk about Sidecar, which expands the Mac workspace with creativity with your iPad. The new Sidecar feature extends a user's Mac workspace by using iPad as a second display, allowing them to spread out their work. With Sidecar, you can use an iPad display for tablet input to draw, sketch, or write with Apple Pencil and any Apple or third-party Mac app that supports stylus input. Sidecar runs on a wired connection, so users can charge their iPad as they work or on a wireless connection for greater mobility, using everything from illustration apps and video editing apps to 3D apps like Photoshop, Illustrator, and ZBrush. With Sidecar, users can extend their Mac workspace with iPad as a second display or harness the power of iPad and Apple Pencil to draw, sketch, or write in Mac apps. Here's how to set it up and customize it for your Mac. I did this a couple nights ago, and for multitasking, this is a great tool. You can customize Sidecar on your Mac by doing the following. On Mac, click on System Preferences in a dock. You'll see Sidecar. Click on Sidecar. Use the checkbox to turn Show Sidebar on or off. If Show Sidebar is on, use the toggle to select left or right. Use the checkbox to turn Show Touch Bar on or off, where applicable. Moving on to accessibility. As you know, accessibility app has offered great features for everyone to get the most out of their Mac. Mac OS Catalina introduces transformative accessibility features to enable users with disabilities to get the most out of their devices. Voice control is a whole new way for users to control their Mac and iOS devices entirely with their voice. It uses the latest version of Siri speech recognition technology to transcribe spoken text and enable editing text via voice. New numbers and grids provide the tools to interact with virtually any app, and audio processing happens entirely on the device. For users with impaired vision, hover text displays high-resolution text in a dedicated window when hovering over text and UI elements, and zoom display keeps one monitor tightly zoomed in while another at the standard resolution. Now let's talk about Mac Catalyst. It offers even more great apps on your Mac. Also available with Mac OS Catalina is Mac Catalyst, a new technology that lets app developers easily build Mac versions of their shipping iPad apps. The new iPad ecosystem comprises over 1 million iPad apps, and now users will see more of their favorite titles come to Mac than ever before, including apps like Twitter, GoodNotes, TripIt, Post-it, and Rosetta Stone, and there's others. These titles and more will be available starting this week and on the Mac App Store for users to download and enjoy. And other new Mac Catalyst developed apps will be released in the coming weeks. Then there is Screen Time, which allows you to monitor your Mac activity for the entire family. Mac OS Catalina brings Screen Time to Mac for the first time, providing insight into how users are spending time with their apps and their websites. Downtime lets users schedule time away from their Mac, and app limits allow control over how much time users spend with specific apps, websites, and categories of apps. With iCloud, Screen Time combines all usage and syncs downtime settings and app limits across devices. And with family sharing, Screen Time gives parents visibility for their kids' activities across all of their Apple devices. Screen Time is now available for Mac, giving users the insights and tools to better manage their time when using their apps and websites. Let's talk about security and privacy. You now have more control than ever. Security improvements in Catalina better protect Mac OS from tampering, help ensure apps are safe, and give users greater control over access to their data. Mac OS Catalina now runs on a dedicated read-only system volume, which means it is completely separate from all other data, and nothing can accidentally overwrite critical operating system files. Gatekeeper, Apple's technology to ensure only trusted software runs on a Mac, now checks all apps for known security issues, while new data protections require all apps to get permission before accessing user documents. Every Mac with an Apple-designed T2 security chip now supports activation lock, just like on iPhone or iPad, so if a Mac is ever misplaced or stolen, only the owner can erase and reactivate it. Approve with Apple Watch also lets users approve specific security prompts by simply tapping the side button on their Apple Watch. Let's move on to the second half of the podcast and talk about some of the features of Mac OS Catalina. The new Find My app combines Find My iPhone and Find My Friends into a single, easy-to-use app on Mac, iPad, and iPhone. Find My can help users locate a missing Mac, even if it's offline and sleeping, by sending out Bluetooth signals that can be detected by Apple devices in use nearby, and then relaying the detected location of the Mac to iCloud so a user can locate it in the Find My app. Photos features a beautiful new browsing experience that intelligently showcases the user's best pictures. Safari has an updated start page that uses Siri suggestions to elevate frequently visited sites, bookmarks, iCloud tabs, reading list selections, and links sent in messages. Mail in Mac OS Catalina adds the ability to block email from a specific sender, mute an overly active thread, and unsubscribe from commercial mailing lists. Notes has a brand new gallery view, more powerful search tools, and additional collaboration options. Reminders has been redesigned with an all-new user interface that makes it easier to create, organize, and track reminders. I would encourage listeners to go to the free Mac Minutes Facebook group to learn more of the features of macOS Catalina. I have posted some instructional articles authored by some of the best tech journalists. It'll make it easy to find some more great tips. The link is on the Mac Minutes webpage. So that's all we have for Mac Minutes. Until next week, if you have a question, please see our show notes or reach me through the Mac Minutes webpage located online at macminutes.blubrry.net. Other places are Twitter at minutes_Mac, and our Mac Minutes podcast group is available on Facebook to join and provide input, discuss devices, or provide ideas for future podcasts. Thank you again for listening. And Mac Minutes is available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and now on Deezer. So have a great week. We'll talk to you again on the Mac Minutes Podcast.